I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. At 4:53 in the afternoon, local time, 1 year ago today, Haiti was rocked by a devastating earthquake. By now, most people have heard at least some of the horrifying details. More than 200,000 people killed. More than 1 million people left homeless. The international community responded with a surge of support and billions in aid. We'll spend a good part of the program today talking about what has been done and what more needs to be done. But first, we wanted to hear about a potentially significant report about the presidential vote there. Last month, Haitians were told that the result of the November 28th elections put two candidates on the ballot for a final runoff. One was backed by the current government, Jude Celestin. The other is a former first lady, Mirlande Maniga. This week, the Organization of American States, the OAS, is presenting a report to Haiti's outgoing president that reportedly recommends that Mr. Celestin be dropped from the runoff in favor of the third place candidate, the popular musician Michel Martelly. That, according to the Associated Press. The OAS, by the way, is a regional organization, the world's oldest, in fact, that was formed to promote peace and cooperation among the countries of North and South America. Ambassador Albert Ramden is the Assistant Secretary General of the OAS. Among his other duties is that he chairs the Haiti Task Force, and he's with us now from his offices in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for joining us, Ambassador.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Ambassador, I understand the delicacy of the situation, that Haiti is an official day of mourning for the earthquake, and so we understand that a lot of the official business of the day is suspended for the day. But can you confirm that, in fact, the OAS is recommending that Jude Celestin be eliminated from the runoff and that the third-place candidate, Michelle Sweet Mickey Martelly, be elevated to participate in the runoff? Can you confirm that?
Well, it is difficult to confirm simply because the final report, which the verification experts completed, has not been presented to the government of Haiti as yet. I have not seen the report myself. The other leaders here have not seen the report. The member states have not seen the report. So it is difficult for me to confirm something which came in the press on the basis of a draft which was leaked. But what I like to confirm is that President Préval will most likely receive the report tomorrow morning. At this point, I would not like to say anything about that simply because the report is not.
I understand the delicacy of the matter given the events that are being remembered today. I do want to ask whether you have assurances by the government that they will respect the findings of the OAS report.
Well, I can only rely on what Prime Minister Belrive said during a press conference in Jamaica recently last week, that the government of Haiti would accept the recommendations of the report of the verification exercise, and that in itself is a hopeful signal.
What was the technique that the OAS used to review the election results? As you know, there were lots of reports, perhaps some reports of fraud, of people mismarking ballots and things of that sort, but also just of widespread chaos. So what was the technique that the OAS monitors used to evaluate the findings?
Well, we had on the verification team experts in statistics and tabulation of votes. And the methodology used and the statistical analysis which they have done in terms of trying to find out how widespread the fraud was and the irregularities and how that affected the vote, that is all in the report. My understanding is that there is a significant part of the report devoted to explaining how the process was verified. And I hope that will give confidence that we did an independent, thorough, and neutral verification of the process.
And can you just confirm the use of the term fraud? Do your findings suggest that there was, in fact, fraud, that there was a deliberate attempt to manipulate the results, or that simply there was disorder? Or can you characterize what you think went on there?
How widespread it is, I cannot confirm, but there were incidents whereby we could clearly see that tally sheets were manipulated. Instead of 13 votes, one was placed before it to make it look like one was 13. That is fraud. That is what the verification experts tried to establish, how much of that affected the outcome of the results. Ballot stuffing, those were recorded with ballots for the different candidates, not only one candidate. All the three major candidates had some level of irregularity in terms of the voting process.
It's been reported that the report will not recommend a complete do-over of the election, partly for reasons of expense and also because of the delay. There is a desire not to, you know, further delay the planned changeover in government. Can you confirm that? Is that true?
I have read those statements. Again, I cannot comment on what the report says because the final report I have not seen.
Okay. And finally, Ambassador, what is the OAS's leverage in this matter? If there is an international monitoring team, the Prime Minister has said that the Haitian government will accept the OAS's recommendations. What if they don't?
Well, we have to recognize that Haiti is a sovereign country, that Haiti's leadership has, of course, the final decision. At the same time, the international community has demonstrated a very high level of commitment to helping Haiti in the post-earthquake situation. And I think these elections were expected to deliver a constitutionally elected president and a government as well as a legislation so that we could start working together with the Haitians on the their leadership to improving the lives of the people of Haiti. I think that objective remains in terms of peace, stability, and prosperity for the people of Haiti. And we will continue to do that. And if we have, in terms of the observation mission, be very frank in our observations, then we will make those statements. And I hope that the Haitian politicians and the Haitian leadership would accept that and see it as a positive way of trying to help and not in a negative way.
Ambassador Albert Romden serves as the Assistant Secretary General of the Organization of American States, the OAS. As part of his duties, he chairs the Haiti Task Force. And I also should mention that he's serving his second term as Assistant Secretary General. He was reelected in March of 2010. Ambassador, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. All the best to you.